Shkolim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Behema shenimtzeis miYushalayim vad Migdal Eder. Behema that's found outside of Yushalayim until the place called Migdal Eder. Uchemidasa l'chol ruach. And the same distance and a circumference north, south, east, and west. So that amount outside of Yushalayim, however far Migdal Eder is in every direction. Zecharim oilois. If it's a zachar, the Rav explains that we're toilin, we assume that it came from Yushalayim, and most of the zecharim in Yushalayim are oilois. Nekeva is zivchei shlamim, and if it's a nekeva, we assume it's a shlamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, haroi lepsachim, psachim, kaidim leregel, shloshim yoim. Rabbi Yehuda held that 30 days before Pesach, people are already getting involved with buying animals for the Karban Pesach, and you can actually use this animal and assume that it's designated for a Karban Pesach, and use it as such. The Rav explains, if the owner would come afterwards and say, this is my animal, you can just pay him money for it. The reason that this is different than other karbanos is because a person actually owns an animal for Karban Pesach, even though it's brought as a karban, different than many other karbanos. So that's why, if somebody loses it, and somebody claims it, so he can actually take ownership of this Karban Pesach. But the Tanakhama didn't agree, and the Rav says, Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and we do not assume that the animal is a Karban Pesach.